The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show, your weekly serving of the best fall and fallish music. Speaking of servings, let's start with some takeaway.
All that is gone is shredded by the auto man. The glass ceiling, it did shake, and then it did.
Don't Take the Pizza, a B-side on the 12-inch of the High Tension Line single. Simon Rogers received a writing credit for this song, although he claimed to have no recollection of it, and it was also released 3 years after he left the group. The track does include one of Smith's many entertaining put-downs, in this case, You Dopey Randy Acid Clone. Arthur Cadman, real name Peter Sadler, appeared, albeit very briefly, on Hard Life in Country on Room to Live. Arthur had played guitar in Manchester bands Ludus and The Distractions, and here's a track from both.
Thank you.
My Cherry Is in Sherry, a 1981 single by Ludus, released on the New Hormones label. The label was owned by Buzzcocks manager Richard Boone, who of course paid for the Four's first recording session, the one that eventually came out as Bingo Master's Breakout, although not on the New Hormones label as had been originally intended. Linda Sterling, who designed the sleeve of the Buzzcocks Orgasmatic single, was a founder member of Ludus alongside Cadman, although he left before they actually released anything. And before My Cherry, you heard Ghost of a Chance by The Distractions, the band that Cadman joined after leaving Ludus. Arid Al's Dream originally appeared on a various artists compilation called Volume 4, released on the Volume label in 1992. This is a demo version of the song, at this point called Simon's Dream. The Combo by Canadian band Ought, a track from their 2015 LP Sun Coming Down. There's no specific Four connection, but they certainly sound like they've listened to a fair bit of the group's early 80s material. Now for the first of this week's My Special Four Song features. This comes from music journalist John Moores.
There are obviously loads, but one of my favourite Four songs is I've Been Duped from Imperial Wax Solvent. This might seem an unlikely choice given that it isn't even sung by Marquis Smith, but it always reminds me how brilliant and important that latter-day lineup were. It was also something of a live staple, played over 150 times if the You Must Get Them All blog is to be believed. I particularly remember I've Been Duped being pulled out the bag in those moments when Mark had wandered off stage behind an amplifier or back to his dressing room, and no one, not least the band themselves, knew whether he was actually going to return or not. So when I hear that song in particular, I'm transported straight back to one of those sweaty venues, and once again I get to feel that unique thrill of, is Mark actually going to return? Even though now I know he never will. I wonder if that is what it's like to be religious.
Alternative outtake version of I've Been Duped, the choice of John Moores. Under the name J.R. Moores, he writes a regular psych rock column called Columnfortably Numb for the music website The Quietus, and both the column and the site are very highly recommended. Now, let's head back to the 80s.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Uh-huh.
LA, the Roughnecks, that appeared on the omnibus edition of This Nation Saving Grace released in 2011. It was introduced by a snippet of the T.J. Hooker theme tune, because the line White Snow Scumball was taken from William Shatner's LA-based cop show. There was also a clip in there from Russ Meyer's 1970 film Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. This is my happening and it freaks me out, which also appeared in the lyric. Apart from, perhaps, Sparta, Blindness is the most widely known 21st century full track. Although Steve Trafford's bassline is the song's distinctive feature, it was, in typical full fashion, credited to Smith and Spencer Birtwistle, oddly. According to Jim Watts, Trafford was inspired by hearing this song on the car radio whilst returning from the worst pub in Warrington. Of a third world famine, said we, count them blessings and keep jamming. Tis him, scumbag, scum of the earth, his work was nil until he gained a skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my grey back self, I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish, break away slave bliss. Generate G's and then be stashed amid the Swiss. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of hip hop duns, I progressing in the flesh, esoteric quotes most frightening. Duppy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me ting, Duppy, leg on me an. I summon up the power of Banana Clan. Witness the fitness, the coffin to live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the coffin to live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the coffin to live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the coffin to live at. One hope, one quest. Swigging that deep root juice, now we're there burning boots. Set them spirit them loose, go ahead, go slash up the noose. With conclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause whether we hitchhike or push bike or travel kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and roots rap. Manifest that, yeah, I do my zing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Gone up in the life with this Iraqi bone flow. Squeeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink, whining kind of stink. We don't give a frig about what them fools think. Frig your network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hailstone pelt. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophets and live at. One hope, one quest. Yeah. Wanna submit with some old time shit. Let the old world know we's on some off key tip. Mega manic, when time the pressure start lick. By the hook or by the crook, by the poop or by the kick. He's sickly cryptic, spitting the code. And most proud to present that Crawfordton mode. And it shows that that bro's done seen a few slights. Life rose scenario, reality bites. We in collision with the beast. Lost to religion, now we can't get no peace. Idiot beak, I run for tech, I for chief. Stoop to the level and we plotting cold grief. But we should know that discipline make up the geese. Separation of the dat from the rat, that's a must. Proceed, set speed with the Crawfordton touch. Proceed, set speed, Crawfordton, y'all. Witness the fitness, the Crawfordton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the Crawfordton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the Crawfordton living. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the Crawfordton living. One hope, one quest. One quest, one quest. alternative version of Hey Pep from the Oxymoron compilation, and that was preceded by Witness One Hope by Roots Maneuver, the inspiration behind the Blindness bass line. Right, let's take things down a little.
I followed you to Texas. I followed you to Utah.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
I followed you to Alabama. Things look good in Birmingham.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes, for they're only fleeting things, my elusive dreams.
I had your child in Memphis. You heard of work in Nashville.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on to a small farm in Nebraska, to a gold mine in Alaska.
Didn't find it there, so we moved on.
And now we've left Alaska because there was no gold mine.
But this time, only two of us move on. And now we have each other and a little memory to cling to.
And still you won't let me go on alone. I know you're tired of following my elusive dreams and schemes. For they're only fleeting things, my elusive dreams. For they're only fleeting things, my elusive dreams.
Reckoning, recorded in New York in September 1994. And before that you heard Elusive Dreams by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, a song that was also recorded by Tammy Wynette and the Everly Brothers. There are definitely echoes of Elusive Dreams in Reckoning, for example in the opening lines. I followed you to Texas and I phoned you up from Dallas. I followed you from Dallas on the Peel Session version of Reckoning. Now for the second of this week's My Special Four Song Features.
Hello, my name's Jonathan. I'm from Manchester and I'm going to select a favourite Fall track of mine. I personally think that during the early 90s, Mark was on imperious form as a frontman and especially as a singer. I think his delivery was just outstanding around that time. And the spiky, prickly band, as they were at the time, displayed this perfectly on Cold Selfish, which I think is a remarkable album. I'm going to select the first track off Cold Selfish, the Birmingham School of Business School, bit of a tongue-twisting name, for I think it's just an incredible song. I think it's got a bit of everything. It's got sneering sarcasm, comedy. It's got a crunchy awkwardness to it. Mid-period Fall summed up an awkwardness. Cold Selfish, I think, is a remarkable LP in itself. I'd love to know what it would have been like if a band only released that or released that as the debut, how that would have been received at the time. It came out just before I discovered The Fall. I discovered them in 93, around the time that The Infotainment Scan come out. So it was a recent thing to dip back into at the time. I think it's a great song.
Their wives. step case carrier.
Many thanks to Jonathan for his contribution. If you'd like to tell me about your special fall song, then you can send a voice recording to thefallinfives@mail.com. Now to the quiz. Paul Garrett was the first to respond with the correct answer last week, which was that Leave the Capital was the odd one out, as the other four all mention London itself. This week's challenge is to spot the odd one out from these five tracks. Mother Sister, A Figure Walks, Sing Harpy, Meersued Mag Ed, and I'm Into CB.
A roush, a rumble, a roush, a rumble, it's very young, very young, very young. Roush, a rumble, that's a rumble. I'm out
It's a hard to handle, a to unload. Now devils have all vanished, especially smash the roast lava. That's the roast lava. A price is a special. Why don't you hear yourself? Yeah.
Doctor, please, some more of these. pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just help you on your way through your busy dying day.
Mother's Little Helper, the opening track from the Rolling Stones' 1966 LP Aftermath. The Helper is described as a little yellow pill, i.e. Valium, also the subject of Rausch Rumble. The version of which you heard before that was recorded in Cambridge, Massachusetts in December 1979. That's about it for this week. The final track is a version of Midnight in Aspen, MES's tribute to Hunter S. Thompson, who took his own life in 2005. This version, recorded for BBC Radio 3's Mixing It programme, is simply lovely. Thanks for listening.
When he can shoot as he descend into the mall. The frogs never told me this, he said. Neither did the group. Thank you very much.
The 4 in 5 radio show.